When Peter Abdu heads out to check his trail cameras, he gets really fired up.
I'm so excited. It's been a while. This camera's going to have some good pictures on it. I know just from this location, the good spots always continue to produce. So I'm really excited. We'll have some otter, some beaver, some birds. So, and who knows? I mean, you never know what's going to walk by here. That's the best part. It's like Christmas morning every time you walk by.
Abdu's camera is what's known as a homebrew, which means he built it himself. He takes off-the-shelf digital cameras and hacks them, adding motion-detecting boards, waterproof cases, extra batteries, and external switches. Basically, he turns them into motion detectors, and he taught himself how to do it.
I've had cameras that have started taking fuzzy pictures, and I go online and go, hey, why is my camera taking fuzzy pictures? Someone replies back, oh, it's the lens motor gears. You need to take it apart. And, you know, I spent 6 hours opening the lens up, cleaning six tiny, tiny, tiny little gears, and, you know, probably get shocked a couple times by the camera capacitor. And, you know, I put it all back together, clean it all up, and it works brand new.
The cameras that homebrewers like don't have moving parts that might break or freeze up in the cold. They can turn on and take a photo quickly before the subject slips away, and they don't use much battery. The best homebrew cameras are actually pretty old.
Some of these cameras, you know, in the early 2000s, and there's this whole, I don't know, kind of secondary industry because of the homebrew camera market on eBay, where these giant bidding wars, where this camera starts off at like, you know, 34 cents, and these bidding wars just go up. These cameras usually going anywhere from like $30 to $50, but there's this whole community, and everybody knows everybody, and everybody's looking at these same old cameras online that just someone, you know, doesn't know what they have, and they realize, oh, I'm going to sell this old junk camera online, and then, you know, they have 52 bids or something. And this camera, you know, like I said, I was running it in temperatures of negative 30 and negative 40 below zero. I had cameras up in northern New Hampshire, where it's about as cold as it gets for New Hampshire, running for 5.5 months and still running when I checked them a couple weeks ago. So,
Abdu recently graduated from the University of New Hampshire with a degree in wildlife biology and conservation. He's been thinking a lot about how he can parlay his love of homebrewing cameras into a job as a biologist.
There's a lot of pressure, I think, put on scientists to develop a non-invasive way to look at animals, and cameras, camera traps specifically, are the best way to do that because they present a way that is cost-effective, is time-efficient, and is the best for the animal's welfare.
Abdu's big moment came last fall. He set about trying to photograph a living lynx in New Hampshire.
Can I take what I learned from dealing with bobcats and other animals that are elusive and hard to detect, and can I apply that to something? Can I detect a species that nobody really has detected here?
He put up 10 cameras in spots he thought you might find the cat's favorite prey, the snowshoe hare, and he put out some scents that might attract them. He left the cameras for a few months and then came back to see what had walked by. It took him and a friend 2 days of schlepping through the woods from dawn to dusk. Two of his cameras leaked and were destroyed, but on another, they found 5 photos of a live lynx, the first ever taken in New Hampshire.
And then the next camera we checked happened to be that camera, and we were ecstatic. We were yelling and we were screaming, and, you know, all of a sudden all your hard work pays off, and, you know, all it really takes is one camera and one good picture, and that's all you really need.
Today, he's checking a camera that sits on a beaver dam. It's one of his favorite spots. He takes the camera down and plugs it into his laptop, and wow, 600 pictures since last time. For him, it's Christmas morning.
Look at that.
Yeah.
There's a Canadian goose with one of his chicks.
For Word of Mouth, I'm Sam Evans Brown.
There he is again. Big fluff ball. It's my friend. We're setting it up. See, here we go. Oh, red squirrel. Squirrel. Sorry.
Whoa. That's good.